It was pouring that night. On my way home, he said he'd meet me outside my work, but just off the clock, my nerves are kicking in. Uninhibited, unencumbered, not a sound or a sight, just the dollops of rain and the click of my soaked kitten heels. He didn't show, and I mean, what was I expecting? It was a personals ad. Good Christ, I was horny. I mean, who would turn down a no-strings-attached cunt-eating on a Wednesday night? With each passing step, I grow more furious. Who the fuck does he think he is? Just as I pass the mouth of an alley, fingers grasp my forearm, pulling me to wet lips. Oh, fuck, escapes my lips. And when I come to reality, I'm met with a pair of warm eyes. Soft lips of a man I don't know, but react to immediately. The buzzing, humming of my brain is quieted. He towers over me, and I clench at the deliciousness of his frame against mine. My name slides across his mouth, and he meets each consonant with a delicate flick of his tongue. I'm stunned. A quivering, cold, wet mess. It's him. The description in the ad. My mind is blurred with each kiss. Fingers bolder with each touch. I'm practically purring against him. Reason be damned. My body is alive. Electric tingles against my lower abdomen. He meets my need with delicate intrusion. No sex. Just head. I stammer. He takes my mouth without argument. Yet, despite his ministrations, my mind screams for him to please fuck me. Christ, fuck me until I'm sore. I can't quiet myself. His forearms quickly grasp for purchase, and I merely feel the wind knocked out of me, pinned against the brick wall in the back alley of a Chinese restaurant. His fingers stroke, cajole, and demand each desperate moan. I try to snap too, cupping the now growing excitement in his jeans. Oh God, for the first time, his voice is in my ear. You like? I'm liquid. Need. Thought does not come fluidly, and he takes my hands. His hair is mine to control. In seconds, my knee is at his ear, and all sanity is out the door. Please, just go. His mouth claims my cunt, swollen clit peeking from my red thong. The pool of wetness growing there is quickly collected by his tongue. My head rolls back, turning, but hidden by a dumpster. I lock eyes with a passerby. They don't see as his mouth suckles at my swollen cunt. Yet the look on my face, the soaked hair, and carnal look in my eyes quickly gives away any doubt. Any doubts that I'm fucking a man's face. And with each thrust, with each thrust of my hips, I hear his zipper undone, and he takes himself in his hand. And my mouth waters at the sight. No. No. He nods, his tongue flicking voraciously. Fuck! I scream, emptying myself into his beautiful mouth. He pulls away, wiping the back of his hand against his lips. He grins wickedly, cleaning up his own cum. With a kiss, he's gone, and I walk home with a grin on my face.